So tell me a little bit about the fact that we see that sometimes art therapy as a tool for therapy is somewhat discounted, not necessarily given the same respect that when I hear about your stories for Momentum that it perhaps deserves. What's going on there?
That's a good question, Pat. I'm not sure why. You know, I just actually encountered that the other day. Someone was talking about Momentum and they said, oh yeah, this is a fluff program, right? And I had to step back and be like, what is fluffy about it, right? Because I see the real impact of people's lives. I don't know why, except for that people still think that art is an added extra. You know, we see that in our schools as well. Oh, if there's a program to be cut, we can cut the arts. I don't think that people can actually see the value that art builds. And I know, whether it's my experiences through Momentum artists and seeing how the true impact of being able, just expression. So I'll give you an example. So working with a young man with autism, right? And he's struggling, very challenging to communicate. And then he has something in his head that he wants to put on paper and it's been there forever. And he doesn't have the motor function, right? To get in his head, and it's been that way for years. And then one of our artists, teachers, hands him a graphic design program. And suddenly his world shows up on paper.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
It was amazing to watch. Now think about that. If you have, because of your disability, have never been able to communicate something, and now you can. I mean, why is that not therapeutic? Why is that not valuable? And I've seen it in a personal, from a parent's perspective as well, having two children who had severe chronic medical issues, and I've seen art therapists work with them. And the University of Minnesota has a fantastic art therapy program. And, you're like, oh, how is art going to help someone go through a transplant?
Yeah.
I seen music, music actually lower my son's blood pressure, stop anxiety attacks, and decrease pain within an instant. That art therapist was fascinating. And I sat there, and first I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And then I immediately said, I've got to use this in Momentum. I don't know how. And so, I spent hours talking about the neuroscience behind music and how it can decrease anxiety. And pain management, and how that might impact our artists. It's not fluff.
Thank you, Christina. No, it's not fluff. And folks will be able to find out more when they listen to the full form interview that we've had together. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pat.
Bye-bye.